The Specials Podcast from William Hill. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the Music Store.
Hello, one and all. Welcome along. Why is that not working? One, two. Is it working?
Yeah.
That's weird. Hello, one and all. Welcome along to the Specials Podcast. We've had a little 2 week holiday, Rob and I, but we are back.
Can I say we haven't had them together? We have been off for 2 weeks.
Yes,
but I have not been on holiday with you.
We haven't gone to the stage of having a Specials Podcast getaway, have we?
A Specials relationship podcast.
We could. To be fair, you could almost invite all our listeners and it wouldn't be too crowded. But welcome along, and it's a pleasure to have you here. Rob Dixon is AKA at reality_Rob. I'm at Lee Phelps on Twitter, and we're here to talk about Britain's Got Talent. We'll also have a chat about the BAFTAs very briefly. FHM Sexy Women is all about to be announced in the FHM magazine, which comes out on the 30th of April. So we'll have a little chat about that. First of all, let's talk Britain's Got Talent, shall we, Rob? 2 weeks down, first podcast that we've done. We've got Callum Scott as a 3-1 favourite at the moment. Boy band 7-1. 7-1 for Cor Glanathwy. I think that's pronounced right or not.
Yeah.
Glanathwy.
It's not, but I can't remember the official pronunciation of it.
Cor, let's call him Cor. Becky O'Brien's 14-1, so is Henry Gallagher, so is Jamie Raven. Mark Metrell is 20s, 33-1 for Billy and Emily England. Jesse Jane McParlin 50s, and you get 66-1 and bigger the rest. We should probably go through a few of these and remind people who they are, Rob, if we can actually remember who these people are.
Yeah, let's have a go then.
Shall we start? Callum Scott's an easy one, isn't it?
Callum Scott, easy. Yeah, he was a sort of passenger type music, as I like to call it now.
What do you mean?
The band Passenger.
Oh, right.
It was sort of, it's quite sort of soulful, and I liked it. I don't think he should be that sort of price.
Why is he that sort of price then?
Weight of money, really. I suppose you always tend to lay who's ever the best performer on the first night, you see. So,
he was the man.
Callum Scott was the man, yeah, he was.
Yeah, he's got his own YouTube page and all that sort of stuff, hasn't he? Yeah, not for me, I must admit. I think I've seen better. Boy band, of course, were the... They were interesting, weren't they? Because they came on and you kind of thought they were going to be a boy band. As in a singing boy band. They came on, they were dancers.
They weren't either. They never really sang, which took them out of the sort of boy band link. It was obviously ironic, the name, but the dancing to me wasn't wonderful either. For a show like this, you need to be a sort of flawless diversity, that sort of act for me.
They got the old golden buzzer from
Ant &
Dec.
They got the golden buzzer off Ant & Dec, yeah, but again...
That's new this year, isn't it?
No, that was on last year as well.
Well, Ant & Dec could have had one as well.
I think it was just the judges last year. Ant & Dec got one this year, but I don't know. I mean, they got the golden buzzer went to Callum Scott on the first show as well, so... yeah, I mean, I don't know. Because they're in the semi-finals, you've obviously got to think that there'd be... They'd probably be given a relatively easy... You tend not to get competitive semi-finals in this anymore.
Because
they decide which sort of five or six they want to get through.
There's usually a load of no hope.
Yeah, I think they will be through to the final, but I can't see them being much shorter in the final. To me, unless they were that sort of diversity act, then...
Yeah.
It just wasn't... That was the only thing I got was... They were no way in the same sort of league as them. They just sort of pranced around a bit for me, and the 7-1 looks far too short as well.
And I think any dance act like that always suffers because of diversity. No one's ever going to top them, are they?
No, exactly. That's the problem.
You have to go different, like you've
seen. Even to something like Attraction, who won two years ago. While it's not a dance act, the fact that it was a shadow act more than...
Those shadow acts.
It was a shadow act, but
I'm with you.
That was the problem that they had, was the fact that everything will always be compared to something better.
Cor Glanathwy, and I apologise to all our Welsh listeners, but they're a choir, aren't they?
They are a Welsh choir. They're a big, big Welsh choir. They've been on the BBC Two choir programme. I think they got to the final of that as well.
I reckon there's that many of them. Even if just they get their relatives to vote, they'll win.
Could be.
So many of them.
Yeah, stick with Welsh. Not really seen the Welsh vote.
It doesn't really. There isn't a Welsh kind of vote in reality TV as much as the Scottish, the famed Scottish vote.
Yeah, the Welsh one never really seems to. I think we've had our fingers burnt on Gareth Thomas a couple of times, haven't
True.
We? In these
yeah.
sort of talent shows, but
indeed. Robbie Savage.
Yep, Robbie Savage as well. I think they'll be in the final.
Yeah,
but I think. I can see him probably being probably double that prize in the final.
Becky O'Brien, she's the mum.
Becky O'Brien, yeah, last
week. She had an abusive relationship, which she mentioned, and then she went on This Morning and said, I don't want people to feel sorry for me. And what she didn't say was, but the producers told me to say it.
I've got
is there anything in your background that is nasty and horrible? Yeah, I used to be in an abusive relationship. Yeah, mention that.
Yeah, you've got to mention that because your singing probably wasn't as good as... as anybody else's, but yeah, I mean, 14-1 again.
Not for me. She's forgettable, isn't she? Good,
yeah,
forgettable.
Yeah.
Henry Gallagher. Now, Henry Gallagher is the young lad who's. It's basically the tried and tested. Britain's Got Talent. Young lad comes on. He's written his own song to a girl who he fancies. The judges kind of inappropriately start talking about him being in love and having a relationship with another 11-year-old or 12-year-old. There's been a little bit of controversy about him as well, isn't there? Not about him particularly, Rob, but there was an edit, and so when you looked at the when you were watching it, there was an edit, and the you know the capo, the thing that they put across the strings,
yeah,
to stop you having to put your finger there. I guess I don't play guitar, but that moved.
Oh, right.
And so people were like, "Hang on a minute, what?" Has he had two chances? So yeah, so a little bit of an edit for that one, but he was good, wasn't he?
Yeah,
he was just the same old.
The old, I think the young Ollie Murs got mentioned, didn't it? I think. You remind me of a young Ollie Murs, and he did. And the only problem that he's got is he reminds me very much of a bloke who was on it a couple of years ago who said he was doing it for somebody who didn't love.
It's the same thing.
But what has he got? Surely he will sing the same song again.
Yeah, exactly.
Will he not have a second or third song, which you need? Because the good thing about these acts is they are really good first time round. But if you've seen him in the semi-final, you see him in the final, the novelty wears off.
And definitely.
Unless he's got another couple of songs lined up, I can't see him winning.
And I think it would be fair to say, even if he has got a couple of songs lined up, I'm guessing that's his best one.
Yeah, definitely.
So, the moment may have passed there. Jamie Ravens next in the betting at 14-1. I've vowed never to back Magician to win Britain's Got Talent again if it doesn't win this time. I think it was 8-1 pre-show. He was good though. I mean, it's a good trick.
You'd be pleased to know that our back of last year of Darcy Oak, our Magicians, managed to get his own show as well, which is really pleasing. And
Canadian, wasn't he though? That was the problem. He was Canadian, I think, wasn't he?
Yeah, but we'd already worked out that we weren't bothered by backing a British act when Attraction.
He was quite a hunky guy, wasn't he? That guy.
Yeah, he had everything going for him,
but,
didn't
so
he?
So Jamie Raven's not quite that. I always wonder if it's not. See, magic is, unless you're doing huge tricks, it's quite an intimate experience, isn't it? And obviously he had to do that trick on the judges and then have the camera show it. I worry that the audience doesn't feel part of it as much.
I do like that trick.
Again,
it's going to be what he does next time.
Yeah.
Once we get to the semi-finals, maybe the final, what he does again.
He'll have a lot of good
I hope
tricks,
so, yeah.
Sure.
I mean, that was a fan. I still don't know how he did that.
I'll tell you afterwards.
Okay, mate.
Mark Mettrell. Is the guy who had a talking dog, but it wasn't a talking dog. Is that right? I didn't see this guy.
He was a ventriloquist, isn't
yeah,
he?
Yeah, but is that a real dog? And where did he stick his hand if it is a real dog?
No. It can't be a real dog. I hope it wasn't a real dog.
The Daily Mirror, over 10 million viewers saw the act of Mark Mettrell and his dog Wendy with a white mutt, this is from the Daily Mirror, appeared to talk and sing whilst being cuddled by his owner. However, it's been reported that a fake nose and tongue is attached to the dog like a muzzle. And then it's operated by Mark. He's not trying to remote. Hundreds of viewers complained to ITV and Ofcom saying it was cruel.
Do you know what? The Daily Mirror has ruined everything because I believed it was a real dog.
And Simon Cowell hit back saying, everyone knows I love dogs and we wouldn't allow an act to come on the show if it was unhappy or being mistreated,
most of the acts. Yeah.
Oh, superb.
That, to be quite honest, that is, there isn't anybody else.
No,
Billy and Emily England were dancers, weren't they? But
I'm going to have to go with Jamie Raven at 14-1.
So am I, and that's bad if we're both on the same thing again, isn't it? But I do believe we've
got a couple more weeks, haven't we?
I do believe we've not seen the winning act yet. I hope not, anyway, because that's a really poor standard if we have.
I tend to agree with that. let's have a look at AP McCoy retires this week, and if you're a racing fan, you'll know that already. And there are a few specials around AP McCoy. To receive a knighthood in the 2016 New Year's Honours List, he's 2-1. Quite like that. To take part in I'm a Celebrity 2015, 12-1, and to take part in Strictly Come Dancing 2015, 14-1.
To receive a knighthood, he's ridden a load of short-priced horses.
The reason I like it is that's because the royal family love racing. And I think they'll just use the first opportunity they can to make him
I like flat racing, but I don't like jump racing.
Yeah, well, racing's racing, mate.
Is that why you're not on a racing podcast?
Maybe, yes. It might be exactly that reason. It might be a little bit short, come to think of it. X Factor specials, to be a permanent judge.
Permanent judge, yeah. Mel B's got the boots now. Mm. Poor old Mel B. Yeah, well, she's leaving The Voice, isn't she? I think that was pretty much confirmed by the fact that she didn't have any acts in the final.
He's been talking about having the sex factor.
Well, she got asked to do it last year, apparently, and turned it down. So the fact that her and Cal are still talking means that she probably is being lined up.
Do you know what? If he could get her across the Atlantic, Katy Perry would be
fantastic.
Well, Katy
Perry's been a guest judge before, hasn't she? So one of the audition stages.
Nicole Scherzinger travelled every week, didn't she?
Yeah.
So, I like Katy Perry.
There's others. Sort of Len and Bruno for Strictly travel most weeks, don't they?
Yeah, I thought you were suggesting they do X Factor.
No, they don't do X Factor. It'd be brilliant if they did.
Yeah, it would be good.
Alas, less so.
The BAFTA TV Awards, we've got a couple of weeks for this yet, but we've got markets on the leading actor, leading actress, best supporting actor and actress, best comedy actor and actress, best comedy programme, best entertainment programme, best soap, best reality and best entertainment performance. Best reality and constructed
fiction. Just do best reality, haven't we?
I'm a Celeb, 8-15. The Apprentice, 11-4. The Undateable, 6-1. Ireland with Bear Grylls, 8-1. It's got to be I'm a Celebrity.
It's probably one of the only markets where I've probably watched all four of them quite religiously. Yeah, so, I do think I'm a Celebrity does get it as well. So,
if the Ireland with Bear Grylls wins, they are taking the wee, aren't they? They drank wee themselves on that programme.
Yeah, thanks, Liv.
Any others worth looking at on that best entertainment programme?
No, have a point in leading act.
That's an interesting little Strictly versus Anton Deck rather than Strictly versus X Factor.
Yeah, Strictly versus Anton Deck Saturday Night Takeaway. Even money for Strictly and 11-10 for Anton Deck Saturday Night Takeaway. The early money has been for Anton Deck Saturday Night Takeaway.
Right. Best entertainment performance, Anton Deck for Anton Deck Saturday Night Takeaway. Graham Norton, The Graham Norton Show. Lee Francis for Celebrity Juice and Claudia Winkleman, Strictly Come Dancing. Probably Anton Deck again there, I guess.
Can't imagine that Claudia Winkleman's performance is for hosting Strictly Come Dancing is much cop, but there you go. Benedict Cumberbatch, the main ones, Benedict Cumberbatch, 4-5 for Sherlock, James Nesbitt for The Missing, that's an absolutely brilliant programme, that's 5-2. Toby Jones, genuinely love to see Toby Jones for Marvellous. That was the story of the Stoke City Kit Man was absolutely brilliant. I can't say Marvellous, but it was absolutely brilliant.
It was marvellous.
And at 9-2, I'd love to put my money.
I would have a bet on that for romantic reasons.
Yeah, exactly. 9-2, I really did love that. And obviously Jason Watkins with The Last Honour of Christopher Jeffries.
I missed that.
Makes up the market 8-1. No, I didn't see that either.
The female version of that, the leading actress odds see Sheridan Smith for her role in Scylla, as Scylla, 1-5. Friend of ours.
Yeah.
Sarah Lancashire, Happy Valley, 9-2. Georgina Campbell, Murdered by My Boyfriend. Not My Boyfriend. That's the title of the show. 10-1. Keely Hawes, Line of Duty, 10-1. Sarah Lancashire's in that market every single year.
I can't see her getting beat.
Best comedy programme, Would I Lie to You, 8-13. The Graham Norton Show, 11-4. 11-2, Charlie Brooker's Weekly Wipe and Stuart Lee's Comedy Vehicle, 6-1. Good to see Charlie Brooker and Stuart Lee in there, but
yeah.
Would I Lie to You is my favourite programmes on TV.
Making up the numbers.
Absolutely love that show.
Well, I'm a big fan of the Charlie Brooker thing, but I'm not sure it's good enough to get a... Well, it probably
enough,
is.
But it's just not popular enough, is it?
To get a BAFTA, but you never know.
Well, that's really interesting. We'll maybe have a look at them in a bit more detail next week. Shall we have a look? Very briefly, we'll just mention that FHM 60 Women are due to be crowned...
Next week.
This week sometime, I guess, isn't it?
This week, next week.
It's starting to leak out a little bit. Michelle Keegan was the fav for quite a while with Margot Robbie wandering around there. So we haven't got any price at the minute, have we?
No, but Margot Robbie and Michelle Keegan should fight it out.
Have you pulled them down?
I've pulled down 60 Women.
It's so... I don't condone this kind of infantile humour.
No. we do, though, don't we?
Should we talk about some
should we talk
birds?
No. Hey, I'll tell you what we should talk about, and it's probably quite a serious thing this weekend. Okay. We should probably talk about the royal baby due to the fact that she's about...
Yes.
It's her due date tomorrow, isn't it?
Yes.
So, yeah, let's mention
the royal baby. There's a lot of money being spent on this, and there's, I think there might even be coupons in the shops
on this. Yeah, we've got coupons.
On this. By the way, coupons in the shops for the election as well were within 14 days.
Whoa, hang on just a minute. Promote that on your... politics one,
they,
not
they live
promoting
together.
It on my
they live
one.
Together. They live together. The politics podcast and the specials podcast live together. Royal baby then. Second baby gender, female 8 to 15, male 11 to 8. Now, I was speaking to our colleague Rupert Adams, who's the royal baby correspondent. In fact, if you live in the States, you probably see Rupert on your TV talking about the royal baby. He's quite posh, isn't he?
Yeah.
Do you know this, right? So,
63rd in line to the throne.
Do you know what he told me? 6 to 4 favourite Alice.
Yeah.
So Rupert came up with a list of from William Hill.
Yep.
Do you know the reason he put Alice in?
Because it's his daughter's name. Yeah.
And he said it was like 50s or whatever. It was a big price anyway, originally.
Yeah.
And it's been just gambled in.
She came out and said that her favourite book as a youngster was Alice in Wonderland. That's hence why the gamble is...
I've got another bit of information for you as well.
Go on, man.
I've heard on the grapevine that they were getting some commemorative stuff made for the first baby. And the woman who was doing it was told that it would either be George or Alexandra.
Yep.
George.
Yep.
Of course, because it was a boy. Alexandra's 14 to 1. Like, how many kids have you got? You got one.
I have one.
Yeah. So if you had another one, have you got... Was there a name that you had for your first child that you didn't use?
For if it was a girl?
Yeah.
Yes.
So would you use that now?
Definitely.
You would, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
We would.
Yeah.
We're not having any more. But we had a boy, we've got two girls. We had a boy's name, Gabriel. We would have used it.
Yeah.
And if we had another boy now, God forbid, I can't handle it. I think I'll have a nervous breakdown if I have any more kids.
Yeah.
14 is plenty.
Nope.
Alexandra, 14 to 1.
14 is plenty. You mean 2 is plenty. 14 is
kids.
Really plenty,
I've got
14
kids. And 2 is more than enough. 14 to 1.
I'm still taking the fact that he's going to be a boy.
Oh, right, okay.
Because that just annoy everybody.
There's no reason for it to be a boy.
There's no reason for it to be a boy. There's no reason for it to be a girl, yeah.
There's no reason for it to be that price is what I meant.
Well, there you go.
It shouldn't be...
Boy, 11 to 8. It's a toss of a coin, isn't it?
Yeah, I don't believe that they've found out what it is. They didn't find out first time, they didn't find out the second time.
Why would they?
Yeah.
It's not going to make any difference, is it? It's hardly, we've got to make some allowances. They're the royal family. They're not going to do any work anyway, are they? So it's not going to make a blind bit of difference.
I did a lot of work last time on the godparents, and I think I might have just about crept my stake
back. You didn't. You were nowhere near, because none of them got...
I did. I got a 2-1. I think I got a 2-1 in.
Zara Phillips, wasn't it?
Someone. I got maybe a couple in, but I only just made my stake back, if that. So I'm not going to really... I'm not going to get involved in this time. I know it's bad, but the ones before, it was all the Van Cutsems, basically. Huey's 1-2, William is 6-4, Eddie is 2-1. But, I mean, they were so kind of out there, weren't they, when they were announced? Do you remember? Yeah. I mean, Pippa and Prince Harry, both 2-1.
Yeah, both massively odds on last time. It's going the way of Beatrice and Eugenie. More Beatrice, I think, because she's older, isn't she?
So, so they're all
on the
website.
I think she gets it. I think Hugh Van Cutsem. Peter Phillips, maybe this time, because Zara got it last time. So
yes,
Peter Evans, I think.
Guy Pelly was the nightclub owner who was hotly tipped last time but didn't get it. So, maybe a little shirt around.
Yeah.
Look, we've got day of birth of the second baby,
By the time this has gone out, she might have already dropped.
Yeah, time of William and Kate's second baby arrival, weight. There's loads on there. So go to Royal Specials, click on TV Specials, then go to Royal Specials and you'll see all of that, all those odds for you there. Very good. Shall we wrap it up? 20 minutes.
Yep.
Thanks, Rob.
Pleasure.
Thank you for listening to the podcast. It's available on iTunes if you search for William Hill Specials, and subscribe. We'll get delivered to you every week. It's also available on audioboom.com, williamhill.com/podcasts, and in many other places as well. Thanks for listening. If you're having a bet on any of the specials markets, then very best of luck.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.